Polls will open in Turkey's presidential runoff within the next 2 hours. Voters will choose between President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. In Ankara, Resul Serdar looks at what the candidates had to say during their last pitch to voters.
As campaigning drew to a close, the presidential candidates made their final push to convince voters. Erdogan ended his campaign in Istanbul, where his political career began. Stability and continuity have been the keywords throughout his election campaign. He has promised his supporters a powerful and prosperous country with a more assertive role in the international arena.
This is Turkey's century. We want to make this year's centennial a beginning for a stronger nation based on the solid foundations we have been building for our nation for the past 21 years.
But he is now facing his most difficult challenge. His rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, a former accountant backed by a broad opposition, forced Erdogan into a second-round runoff. A rare setback for Erdogan after winning several elections over the last two decades. Kılıçdaroğlu says the vote in the runoff is a referendum on the future direction of Turkey.
For your rights, for justice and the rule of law, there needs to be prosperity in every household. My aim is to bring justice to this country and peace in every household. I want you to be sure of that.
Since assuming the office as the leader of the People's Republican Party, Kılıçdaroğlu has lost several elections against Erdogan. But determined to defeat Erdogan, six opposition parties have joined forces for this presidential election, with Kılıçdaroğlu chosen as their unity leader. But Erdogan led in the first round with 49.5% of the vote, while Kılıçdaroğlu received 44.9%.
Neither President Erdogan nor the opposition leader Kılıçdaroğlu could secure enough votes to win in the first round. That result was expected by many, but the main surprise was the high vote for the nationalist parties. Many now believe they could be the kingmakers in the runoff, and that has forced the presidential candidates to reconsider their election campaign.
To attract the nationalist votes, the mild-mannered opposition leader Kılıçdaroğlu focused his second-round campaign on the anti-refugee sentiments, promising to send home millions of Syrian, Afghan and Pakistani refugees. "Syrians will go" was one of the main slogans written on billboards. As a result, the leader of the ultra-nationalist Victory Party, Ümit Özdağ, has announced his support for Kılıçdaroğlu. But Sinan Oğan, another ultra-nationalist presidential candidate who came third in the first round, has decided to support President Erdogan in the runoff. The preliminary results will be announced hours after voters cast their ballots. Turkey will either continue with President Erdogan or choose a new leader. But this election will be closely watched, especially by refugees grappling with fear and uncertainty. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.
Well, Hashim Ahilbara is also in the capital, Ankara, and says a runoff is uncharted territory for Turkish voters.
This is the first time that they're going to a runoff to decide who is going to be their president. And this explains the anxiety, but the uncertainty about what's next. Now, people are divided across political lines. You have the supporters of the opposition basically saying that they are determined to vote for their candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, because they say this is someone who is able to fix the economy, to bring more political reforms and also restore what they say is a genuine democratic institutions in the country. On the other hand, you have supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying that they're going to vote for him to honor his legacy and also because he is the candidate for stability and further modernizing Turkey. And as that continues, as that divide continues, coupled with the sense that he's going to be also a tight race, getting loads of expectations, more uncertainty, but people are saying it is a defining moment for Turkey.